Madam President, Madam Director General, Excellencies, Ladies and Gentlemen, it gives me the greatest pleasure on behalf of WHO Southeast Asia region to extend to Dr. Margaret Chan our warmest congratulations and best wishes on your appointment as the Director General of World Health Organization for the second term. We are very pleased to see that this very high profile and difficult post is again laid and administered by an experienced and able leader. We have every confidence that your professionalism, dynamism, and determination, as well as your vision for World Health, will take the organization to new heights of achievement. The world situation today calls for leadership such as yours. As you have clearly mentioned in the opening session of this assembly, the best days for healthcare are ahead of us, not behind us. This is truly encouraging in today's challenging global health situation. Optimism you have brought to us must be followed by real and concrete actions and unwavering determination of all member states, private sectors, and all stakeholders. Our region stands ready to work with you and all other member states to fulfill our mandate to achieve highest standard of health and to the creation of a global health system that guarantees not only the service of global public health, but also the protection of all humankind in a fair, transparent, and equal manner. As the Chief Executive of WHO, the future agenda of Dr. Chan would not be easy. The emergency of new diseases, the threat of future pandemics and outbreaks of major epidemics, and many forms of health-related challenges would be in Dr. Chan's routine menu and agenda. All this has further compounded by the impacts of the recent global financial and economic crisis. However, we have no doubt that Dr. Chan will continue her focus on and attention to these issues of our common concern and would be able to exercise WHO's leadership role in global health governance to address all these challenges. Madam Director General, we look forward to continuing our close cooperation with WHO under your leadership to fulfill our commitment to raise and attain the highest possible health standards of our region and for the world. To this end, we welcome the continuation of the partnership assistance and technical support that WHO can provide to our member states, and we look forward to working in close cooperation with the organization. Thank you and Tashadale.